Hello, and welcome to Portable Listen and Learn, brought to you by Mrs. Runkle's third grade class.
Listen to hear updates about our classroom and important school news, and learn helpful tips and exciting information while you are on the go.
You are listening to our second podcast. Hey, my name is Marissa.
And my name is Jordan.
We are doing an update on our class guinea pigs named Coco and Snowball in Mr. Uncle's class.
This week, they are doing well. They are exercising so much.
Lots of people are holding them in the past weeks, but they are not that shy because they know us now.
They are one of our favorite class pets in the whole third grade. Here's a poem that I would like to share. It's called, My Guinea Pig Does My Homework.
My guinea pig does my homework each and every night. She answers all the questions and gets them all right. But there's only one problem with the homework by Coco, because turning in work by a guinea pig is a no-no. Thanks for listening.
This is Class News.
Hi, this is Josh.
And Anthony.
We're going to give you an update on our latest class news.
Right now, we're going to have a Valentine's party on Friday the 10th.
Also, we will give you an update on our fairy tale play, which is on February 23rd.
Our parents will be there to watch the fairy tale play.
The whole third grade might even watch.
We're also doing a book report on Black History Month.
You can make a poster, a PowerPoint, a poem, a play, or a report. That's all for now. See ya!
Today, me, Kate, and Ashley are going to talk about the new seats. Kate, do you like the new seats?
Yes, I do.
Ashley, what table do you sit at?
I sit at the red table.
Kate, would you ever like to move seats again this year or stay in the same seats?
To stay in the same seats.
Ashley, what people do you sit by?
I sit by Alex, Ryan, Kate, Daniel, and Grayson.
Kate, who do you like to sit by the best?
I like to sit by Ashley.
Today, we are also going to talk about Kate's fairy tale she wrote all by herself. So, Kate, what is it called?
Kelly and Larry.
That's cool. Who are the main characters?
Kelly, Larry, Anthony, and Josh.
That's all for today. This is Mindy. Bye.
Hello, I'm Allison. Today we have a fairy tale from Kate. She has worked very hard and she did it all by herself. Her fairy tale is named Kelly and Larry. Once upon a time, there's a girl named Kelly with long blonde hair and tan skin with blue eyes, and a boy named Larry also. There were even people named Anthony and Josh. The kids lived in a plain house. One day after school, the bad man came to the kids' house and they cast a spell on them. So Larry turned into a girl and Kelly turned into a boy. The next day, Josh ran away from Anthony. So Anthony got sad because he was alone. So Anthony and his dog Spot. The next day, Josh came back with the kids, and so the kids said, "Don't let him in. It's Josh. I have Kelly and Larry." So time went by and Kelly and Larry were old. So they went on the way. Kelly saw a man. So time went by and they got married. They had wonderful kids. The end.
Hi, I'm Noah.
And BJ.
But sports. Willie Parker ran a 75 touchdown run at the Super Bowl in Detroit. And the Steelers were the first team in the NFL to win 3 road games.
Big Ben jumped in the end zone and I thought it was a touchdown, but the Seahawks fans said it wasn't a touchdown, and they also said the refs was on the Steelers' side, and the Steelers ended up winning their 5th Super Bowl, 10-21. And the Steelers won 5 AFC championships game. That's all about sports. Bye.
Old and new cars. Hi, my name is Andy. I'm from Mr. Runkle's class. Today I'm talking about old and new cars. The old Ford, Pontiac, Bentley, Porsche, Beetle, and many more. They're new are Hummer 2 and 3, Nissan 350Z, Ferrari Spider, Mini Cooper. And did you know that Hummer H3 is a 5-cylinder? And some cars are manual and automatic. And some just have buttons that you push, that you have to push to start the car. Bye.
Hi, I'm Nicholas.
And I'm Grayson, filling in for Daniel.
With the joke of the week. This week we have crackers, and they're not food.
They're jokes.
You are really going to laugh at this one. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who? No, silly. It's supposed to be chew. Well, that's all for today. See you next time.
Oh, yeah. I get homework every week.
Every week.
I do a bit every night till it's complete.
It's complete.
And in the morning, I look all around. But can't find my homework. It was eaten by the hound. The dog ate my homework. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My dog ate my homework. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My dog ate my homework. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Welcome to Daniel's
and Alyssa's
School Survival Guide.
Here you can listen to some funny and helpful tips.
Tip 1. At the Valentine party, make sure you don't have too many classmates or you'll be covered with valentines. And remember that. I mean it.
Hi, I'm Alyssa. And if you like making jewelry, then the book Let's Make Jewelry is a book for you. This book requires how to make 2 beautiful barrettes, 1 lacy locket, and even more. Go to your nearest library or bookstore and pick it up today. Bye.
Science Tips of the Week.
Hi, I'm Grayson.
And I'm Nicholas.
Tell this to your parents.
It is a cool science tip.
What's another way of saying H2O using the periodic table?
Cl2F1O.
Here's another science tip.
It's science tip number 2. Try wrapping one string around both of your index fingers. Tie a bow and then pull it.
It will pull the other side off.
This is Josh.
And Anthony.
With the top 3 movie reviews.
Number 3, Hoodwinked.
The whole third grade got invited to this excellent movie.
It is about the story of Little Red Riding Hood, but it has a twist to it.
We interviewed some people, and most people said that it was funny.
Number 2, The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Some people said they liked it because it was a little bit scary. Some people said they liked it because things popped out at them. And finally, the number 1 movie is...
Dum, dum, dum.
Make some noise from the SpongeBob SquarePants movie.
This is a very funny movie with lots of action.
That's all. Bye.
Hello. My name is Kate.
And my name is Ashley.
The book we are reading is Janie B. Jones Has a Peep in Her Pocket and The Amazing Days of Abby Hayes. Every cloud has a silver lining.
About Junie B, she is going to the farm with her class, but once this kid in her class said that roosters could peck your head in. So at home, she got on overalls and a hat, but when she came back from the farm, she heard a peep in her pocket.
About the amazing days of Abby Hayes, some people like Look Before You Leap, and some people like The More the Merrier. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that's our show for today.
If you have any questions or comments, you can email our class at runkles1podcast@yahoo.com.
Some of the music provided was from the Pod Show PodSafe Music Network. Check it out at musicpodshow.com. In our next podcast, we will cover other exciting news that has happened in our classroom. Stay tuned!